Hospitalitychain.com, the world's first online hub designed for the hospitality, culinary, and catering industry. From leading food and beverage brands to professional food service equipment, Hospitalitychain.com makes sourcing simple. Search, select, buy direct, and save all in one global marketplace. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Fell Into Food Podcast. I am your host, Chef Jeff Fell. Back with me this week, Michael Smith, VP of Rama King. You may know it from the song, Rama King. I tell you, I can't, every time you post something and that comes on, I cannot get it out of my head. It is like the most addictive song ever. But Michael, welcome back to the show. It's so good to see you, buddy.
Thanks so much for having me, man. Really appreciate it. Love being here. And yeah, we get so much mileage out of that song. I love it. I listen to it every day. It's such an earworm.
It is. How has Rama King been since we last talked? Maybe give the real quick, like 30-second spiel for anyone that didn't catch that episode. If you didn't, you can go back and hear that and learn all about your background. But let's just talk about, you know, how Rama Kings have been and what Rama King is.
So I invented a portion cup dispenser. It's the only pre-filled portion cup dispenser in the entire world. So if it frees up your six pans, it frees up your Lexans, your Cambros that you store all your portion cups in, it attaches to any surface. It's a very simple product, works almost in every hospitality industry in the world. And there's just two of us in the company making it here in Ohio. And yeah, it's been great. Since we last talked, it's been probably about a year, I think. And we've since proceeded with making a prototype and a mold for a new model, which our current one holds 1.5 or 2 ounce portion cups. At the time, that was vastly the most popular size of cup. Dipping sauces and salad dressings, all that stuff. But since the culture of the chicken tender has taken over and everyone needs a lot more sauce and wider cup and everything, now everyone wants a 3.5 or 4 ounce cup, which is awesome. So we are really close to launching that. We've got a prototype already proven, and we are working on getting possibly Kickstarter to launch that and a couple other models. But just every foot, every day, just trying to get more progress done and just spreading the word as much as we can.
I mean, everybody in America wants more sauce. I mean, 1 ounce, it just doesn't get it cut anymore. You got to have 3 or 4 ounces.
Yeah, man, it's nuts. It's crazy. I mean, we literally watched when we started this, you know, years ago, it was 2 ounce, and now it's just everyone just the dipping and everything. It's crazy. But we're happy to oblige and come out with
the new. You got to adapt. You got to mold. Literally mold.
Yeah, yes.
I want to talk about social media. You've had some success there. I want to talk a little bit about what you have done since the last time we talked about consistency, what you're posting, how you're kind of recycling stuff, and how that's translated to some success in the business.
Yes, I would love to. So and reaching out to other people to do social media for us, as you know, I'm sure you've tried and talked to people. It's very expensive. The people are worth it. They do a good job, but it's very expensive to really move the needle. And honestly, if you have the passion to be an entrepreneur, it's hard to capture that from someone else. And people really want to see your passion. They want to hear about your story and they want to believe in you. So to really take charge of your brand, you really need to take charge of your social media. If you're not able to, it's fine. It's a good practice. So in talking with my Global Nova group, we'll get into that into a little bit, but members of that really had great success of it. So I started reaching out to peers and other people friends and people in the industry that have 50,000 followers and get tens of thousands of views every single post. And when I started it, I was at like 200 followers and just trying to get like 10 likes. And it's very difficult how to move the needle. And people like consistency, like you said. And people don't really know what the Rama King is. So I had to adapt all of my social media to educational style. Not trying to tell everybody about everything it can do for you. Just take one little piece of it, explain that really well in 10 to 15 seconds with some picture-in-picture stuff. And of course, my earworm song signs us off every single video. The Rama King theme song gets on there, just on Spotify too. So check it out. So it's great. Getting some kind of memorable thing, if it's like a visual tick, if you wear the same shirt, hat, something, and that people see that, hear that, recognize that, oh, I know that guy. I recognize that. More apt to, you've already gained their trust if they recognize that, that you know that you're going to give them something that they want, some information, some media, some entertainment of some kind. And also you've gained their trust. They trust you to do that for them. So by establishing consistency, and that's the toughest part, man, is consistency. It's the name of the game in the restaurant industry. It's every day. So finding tools to help you make that process manageable, especially as two people. I use a scheduling poster. I do my socials once a month. I record my little snippets with my team in on-site in some hotels that let us use their kitchens. It's awesome. It's great. We have this script. We just bam, 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 just run a ton. And then I come home and for about a day, I make about 30 to 60 videos, 15 seconds long. It's a very simple process. You know, the intro, I've got, you know, just me talking to camera. People want to hear my energy. People want to see that. And then behind me, I usually have the ramekin and then sign off with the song, picture in picture to illustrate what points as I'm talking. So it further, you know, I'm talking about a messy kitchen. So I show a picture of a messy kitchen, bam, bam, bam. And people are like, oh, that looks like my shit. I should try this out. Wow, look at that. So it doesn't come overnight. It was 15 weeks of posting every single day. And we did it on 9 social medias. I think it's nuts. It's nuts. But the RoboPost, and I'll give them a shout out. RoboPost is an app I use to schedule all of this. You build the post on the site, click which posts you want, when you want it, tags, and then it schedules it. It's awesome.
Well, I'll take it a step further. You mentioned it to me, and so I was like, let me look into it. And it has the ability to do CSV files that you can upload, so you can mass send out stuff. I don't even know if you know this, but no. So basically I can have some AI help me to congregate that. So if I need to knock out like a week's worth of posts, it'll build me the CSV file and then I can put in the actual like wording post script if I want, or I can change it, or if it comes up with something and I tweak it to be more me because it knows who I am.
Right,
and
right,
then
yeah.
If you click upload CSV, it'll then take that, as long as you have uploaded that as a media file in the program.
Okay.
And it gives you a link, because now it's like within RoboPost, you can actually take that and it will like link it, so it knows it has the actual video, and then you just select what socials you want it to go to, and then the timing you put the time in the CS. It's a pretty cool piece of the program that I found very useful, because I've done scheduler stuff before and it's still one by one upload.
So one by one. Oh my God. Yeah.
Whereas this, I can be like, here is a week's worth of stuff. Create me the CSV files that I'm going to then upload. And then I just load those CSV files in, select. So I do it by like individual. So like LinkedIn has its own CSV.
You can
do them all in one big CSV, but then you kind of have to make sure you separate
them
out properly.
That's what I do. Because I have to edit my stuff. Like, oh yeah, you can't do this on Google Pages or whatever.
No. So like, and you don't have, easier. You don't have. Yeah, you don't have as much flexibility as far as like tags and stuff like that. You have to go back in and kind of like redo that. But for what you're doing, right, you're not really tagging a bunch of people or a lot of things where I am. So, but it's a lot easier in the morning to just go back into a post that's already been done for you to just be like, tag, okay, I'm done for the day. I just spent 10 seconds, you know, for my day. Just check it out. I'm just saying, it's a pretty pretty cool feature of the program. So you
have
can
you
mass,
used
mass.
Their customer service yet? Have you had to email them at all for anything?
Just getting set up. I had some issues getting set up for some reason. It didn't like it. But other than that, I haven't had to reach out.
It has just been a great process for them as well. I actually have been reaching out to them. I'm going to try to get them in the group because they're so awesome. They've been such a good tool. I mean, I've told a lot of people about it. But yeah, that RoboPost, man, it's just sit down and you do all your social media, and then you can worry about interacting instead of just content creating. And the interactions really get you a lot of movement as well. I mean, that generates, you know, 500 to 1,000 views on my profile on LinkedIn every, you know, week. And it's awesome just because people are seeing what I'm posting, and then they're seeing me commenting, and then cool on LinkedIn. If you have a private and a business, you can select what you want to respond as, you know, you can click as that. But yeah, the social media game, it's tough. We found our biggest movement was TikTok for sheer movement and worldwide exposure. We Instagram for more direct to like the actual businesses, the people working in the businesses. And then the LinkedIn for more of the headquarters of kind of like the bigger picture kind of stuff. And that's how we kind of, you know, we don't really change much on our social media. It's all very basic, but on our posts, that's kind of how we, you know, shoot it around. And yeah, it was great. We hit like 3 million views on a TikTok video. And that was a raw video, had no music, pissed a lot of people off because it was, and I think that's what did it. I don't like to rage bait. I really, really don't. I mean, I kill everyone with kindness, even the trolls on there. I thank them for looking. I don't snap back. That's the worst thing you could, oh my God, it's the worst thing you can do. You're not going to change anybody's mind by snapping back. You're going to change your mind by being the bigger person and talking nice and thanking them and just like, hey man, sorry you didn't like it, but check it out again. Maybe you will. But yeah, it's awesome. Now we got like 4,000 followers in like 2 weeks. It was on Instagram and that was great. And now we're getting orders, way more orders. And we're looking at exporting now, which is a whole big process to get it. You know, everyone on the planet has, you know, everyone's been emailing and texting us and which has been great. So it's a champagne problems, I guess.
Yeah.
The social media really kind of, you have to have it. I mean, the exposure ability from it is, you know, it's not even a question. It's how you do it is more of the question at this point.
Well, at the end of the day, it's free advertising. If you really think about it, yes, you may spend some money on a product to help you, you know, with the tools. But in the grand scheme of things compared to newspaper ads, magazine ads, like back in the day, TV ads, where if you don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars, like you're not going to get in that game. So what better way than with organic social? And like to your point, if you put out consistency, it's a matter of nowadays, I love what Gary Vee says, how it's more of it's interest media and not social media, because how many people do you follow? Yes. How many people do you follow? Yes. How many people do you follow on social media, but you never see any of the stuff that you follow unless you go and find them? Because what social media is doing is it's just whatever you're into at that moment. And I've noticed it when I've went doom scrolling of, oh my gosh, I landed on baseball for whatever reason, right? It's the playoffs or whatever. All of a sudden, the whole feed is baseball. But then if I get tired of baseball and I kind of flip past those pretty quick, all of a sudden it starts throwing in some new things. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I'm really into inspirational quotes right now. Why? I don't know, but I am. Yeah, and then guess what? Then all of a sudden literally the same night, my feed changes over to inspirational stuff. So it's like, what are you into at the moment? And that's what these feeds are going into. So you may be in a business mode where you're looking at products and you're looking at ways in a kitchen. And so it just pops up. So the game of that consistency and constantly posting, it just gives more exposure for the algorithm to pull from. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it may pull more than one post. And I know we talked about the jingle and people are going to hear it from this episode because I'm going to plug it in somewhere like in the beginning or at the end, like I did last time. But how many jingles do you remember? Like the Liberty Mutual commercial. Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
Yeah, dude.
Right? It's freaking it's insurance, but yes. I know who they are based off their jingle and they stuck to it and they just kept doing it over and over and over and over. And to the point where it's like Chicago has its own, like there's like this window company and they have a jingle for their phone number. Everybody in Chicago knows it because they just play it over and over and over. So it like makes you think like, oh, I'm going to contact that company because I don't know. I've seen them all. It's just like something.
Because I'm singing it all day for some reason.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Let's pivot real quick. You talked about this group you created, Global Nova, in LinkedIn. I'm part of that group as well. You know, what made you decide to start this group instead of just building a following? And what's the difference, you know, really between an audience and a community?
It all started with getting into social media and exploring how I can do it better and coming across people that did it way better than me. For example, we'll talk about George with the Grill Advantage. Best example. Tons of followers, phenomenal social media, wonderful person, just very consistent, very engaging social, and it's always different. We didn't talk about that a little bit, but your stuff needs to change. If it's people go to your feed and it's the same thumbnail every single time, it's old, it's boring. And it's really, they have to see like, oh, wow, this guy's posting new stuff all the time. What's this about? What's this about? Oh, it's really quick and easy. What's this about? And his is all very educational as well. He was very, him and Naoki from the Omni Rents were so pivotal in helping me get my social media into an educational, into what I'm doing now. So I reached out to George with 100 followers, seeing his 50,000, sent him a DM like, man, you have an awesome product. Can we talk? I really want to hear about what you're doing and how you're doing social media. I'm trying to do this as well. I'm in the same space. And he, you know, shot me his number. We had a 2-hour phone call and he's my new best friend. That was 3 years ago. And the light bulb went off over my head that, wow, there, you know, as an entrepreneur, sometimes you feel like I'm the only one out there doing this. No one else is doing this with me. Everyone else is just doing the same thing. And, you know, no one else understands what I'm going through. No one feels my victories. No one's as impressed as they should be with me. And, you know, you just think all this stuff, you know, it's just constant. We all feel it. And I kind of, you know, reach out to him and, you know, we had, like I said, had a long talk. And I kind of realized then, I was like, man, we should all help each other because we all have the same client list, but we're not competing. So we don't have to compete. So we can literally just say, hey, here's my email marketing campaign client list of 5,000 people. Have at it. And there's no cost. There's no nothing. And I put together this network of people. There's 42 of us now, which is amazing. And huge companies in there just with great people. The point is, we're not sitting there applauding each other. We're not sitting there just, you know, on the sidelines liking and doing stuff. We're in the same, you know, we're in the same markets, we're in the same buildings with other people trying to sell to the same person. So we can give warm introductions to people without having to go through cold calling all day. So in a group, everyone's super busy. So you have to ask for specific requests. Hey, Mark, can you introduce me to Nestle? I know you just did a huge campaign with them, Mark with ROI. And it's like, yeah, man, no problem. Here, I'll shoot you. Do you want a email or do you just want their contact? What takes him 30 seconds to a minute could change my life. And all of us in the group, I've had about an hour conversation. It takes me about an hour to go through. You've had the conversation. I have to just bombard you with everything and tell you all about it because it's so exciting. And there's just so many different points about it. But you let me get through all that. And I never ask for anything. There's no money. If you need to do a referral program with other people, because, you know, that's fine. I don't personally, but however you do is fine. Just, it's not a group of spamming. It's not a group of, hey, how can I get some of your success? It's a group of, hey, man, good job. Let me help you succeed some more. And that's it. There's period. And you realize that by helping other people, you're helping yourself. You can be happy about being altruistic because if I'm helping you, you're going to, dude, Smitty, awesome. Let me spread the word on this. Let me help him out. And all of a sudden I'm getting, you know, much more, you know, I'm getting a lot more sales because what you're doing, you know, even little itty bitty pieces make huge waves. And if we get more and more people in this group, everybody thinking about each other, I mean, you don't even have to market anymore. And it's just awesome. It's literally the best thing I've ever done. I love it so much. I talk to all my people all the time. I mean, I tell everyone in the group, no one texts or talks more than me. I'm sure you can attest to that. There you go. But it's great. And I love it. And I love hearing about everyone's success. And I know that, you know, people are happy for me. And that feels good for me because, and everyone loves this, you know, your friends, family, everyone is so proud of you for doing your entrepreneur, whatever you're doing, your product, your service. But you've been working on it forever and they are tired of hearing about it. They don't want to hear about it anymore because they're not entrepreneurs. They love you and support you, but they don't care. And that's fine. But everyone in the group is so excited to hear every single day about what you're doing. And it's great. So I have 42 new best friends and it's called the Global Nova Group. It's a private group on LinkedIn. So anything we post on the group is just for us. So you can just put stuff on there. You know, I put up client lists. I put up, you know, stuff that helps me. People put up other stuff. We get new members, you know, they get a nice introduction and then I'm constantly trying to, hey, if you reach out to, trying to always connect. And once everyone's doing that for each other, which there's already been crazy, crazy awesome, you know, deals being made. Once everyone's doing that, it's just going to make everything better. And then social media is truly better, and it's not such a cesspool of, you know, trying to, you know, trolls and just rage baiting and all this just click, click, post, post, post. It's actually meaningful stuff, and you get meaningful stuff back from it.
It's building the community, which what social media was back in the day, where you had groups and you had meaningful conversations, to your point, it's not just a support community where it's like, great job, glad you made a sale today. To your point, it's, you know, we're business owners at the end of the day, and we want to continue building a business. Like, we're not in it to have fun. We're in it to make money and to make a living. Now, some people have bigger aspirations than others, and that's perfectly fine, right? You get Elon, who's over $1 trillion and is the greatest probably entrepreneur that we'll ever see in our lifetime. But then other people are like, I don't need to make $1 trillion. Hey, if I can get to a $1 million, hey, I'm set, I'm good, and I can live a happy, comfortable life. But it's so much easier. To your point, what I've noticed like throughout my career is, I think it's why I like LinkedIn more so than a lot of the other networks, is that the people I connect with, I'm genuinely, at least me, and I know there's a lot, like you said, there's a lot of just random, they're just trying to sales pitch you, and so they're just going to send you a request, yeah, and then as soon as you accept it, hey, do you need help? And
yeah,
it's like, no.
Exactly.
No.
Thanks, I'm good, thanks. Awesome.
So, but what I love to do is I just tell people, I'm like, I appreciate the connection. I saw something you're doing. I liked your dish, if it's a chef. I liked the way you're presenting yourself. I like the way that you articulated yourself. I want to see what you're doing, and I want to follow along, because I would rather my feed be more of that than just random ads and just stupid crap that doesn't help me. So I tailor it in a particular way, and it's nice when people are like, oh, you're not trying to sell me anything? I'm like, no, I have no reason to sell you anything. But what's interesting is that, like, full circle, it comes back around that all of a sudden somebody will see something that I posted, or I saw something, and I'm like, hey, you need to talk to this person, because I think I have a solution for you. Doesn't benefit me in any aspect other than karma, as I put it, that it's going to come around. Yeah, and that you feel good that you helped somebody else out solve a problem.
It's great. It's the best. It's honestly the best. I absolutely love it. There's so much money to go around for everybody. I don't need all the stuff. I'm happy. I have everything I need. I'm lucky. I'm very blessed. Whatever you want to say. I'm good. I just want to succeed a little bit more and, you know, make sure my family's covered. And it'd be nice to, you know, take care of my whole immediate family and all my friends, you know, pipe dreams. But we'll get there. And with the Global Nova Group, and it's just great to be at the top with your friends and not a bunch of strangers, because you all came up together. And now once we hit 100 members of everyone being active, I don't know what client we couldn't touch, who we couldn't get to with 100 people actively working towards it. It's just mind boggling. And it's great. It's going to be awesome. And it continues to be, growing every day. And everybody is an owner. Everyone's so you can invite whoever you want. It's not my group, it's our group. So it's, try to stress that it's everybody. So everyone's had this conversation with me. So everyone's had, I've broken the ice for everybody. Everyone's, already been gone through the Smitty gauntlet of like, okay, this is our culture. This is what we want to go through. So let's go, as George always says, let's go, man, let's go. Very energetic. And I love it. And like I said, the stuff just builds and builds, and the energy and the just makes you want to do more and more. It's awesome.
What surprised you most about who showed up into the group? You know, those people you reach out to and were like, yeah, absolutely.
Well, my first big surprise, I've gotten a lot, honestly, really, I've gotten a lot lately, and it's been amazing. And I'm just going to continue growing on the fact that I'm going to get amazing people in the group that's how it's going to be. And we're just going to continue growing. Even if they're small people like me, I've just got a portion cup dispenser, and we've got huge people in the group, like celebrity chefs. He was Brian Duffy from the, he's going to kill me. The restaurant show. They're all restaurant shows. The Bar Nightmare. No, it's not a Kitchen Nightmare. No, that's Ramsay. I'm drawing a brain fart. Brian Duffy.
Let's look
John
it up.
Taffer. Yeah. The John Taffer show. It's Bar Rescue. Bar Rescue.
Bar Rescue, yeah, there
Bar
you go.
Bar Rescue, sorry. But yeah, so he was a speaker at the NRA show as a celebrity chef. And I reached out, every year I go, I always reach out to every single celebrity chef. and invite him to my booth. I'm like, hey, man, you're going to be speaking. I've got a brand new product. Check it out. He was the only one that responded, texted back, and came over, you know, and hung out a couple of days and brought people over to me. He came back over with guys and like, hey, man, check this. This is the thing I was telling you about. And I'm like, dude, you're awesome. So he was the first like, okay, everywhere. There are great people everywhere. Like, you don't have to be in this mindset of people suck. You know, like, I know it's very popular now, but they don't. Just the dumbest people are the loudest, and there are great people out there everywhere, and they want to help you. You just have to connect with them, and you have to do work to connect with them. It's not going to be, you know, this has been a lot of work. You know, I spend a lot of time. You know, ask my wife. She's tired of hearing about the Global Nova Group already, you know, but she loves it. She, you know, she sees what it does for me, and it's been great. So bringing, you know, Brian was great, and he's been very supportive, and he's got a whole marketing company, and he's, you know, likes from him are great, and he'll repost my stuff. He's also a restaurant consultant, and some of the restaurants he's been to, he's made sales for me. He's like, hey, man, I got to send six to this place. I'm like, dude, awesome. So it's great. And like huge companies like Dart Containers, which I'm a huge fan of because the Ramekin dispenses Dart Containers. And one year I got in touch with their head of sustainability, who was at the NRA show, and he stopped by the booth. John Flipot, he's in the group, and he's the head of Dart Containers, this sustainability line. So the compostable cups, and now I've got Dart Containers in the group. And it's this huge company that, you know, all over the world and have this huge brand, and he's got a six pack in his office and he shows around to everybody. And you have to work continually to stay in touch with these people because everyone's just as busy as you, and if not busier. So you have to take that into account and just make yourself available all the time. And it's tough, but it pays off. Like this, we were texting yesterday, and now all of a sudden we're doing a podcast right now. It's awesome, man. Synchronicity. It's my favorite thing in the world. And this group just really shows that off amazingly. And I mean, to show off some of the big deals that have been made, I used to work for Levy Restaurants, and I was a GM there for Ohio State, and I still keep all of my contacts. You know, I keep my contacts very close, and I have a lot of great friends still there. And I keep that door open for everybody in the group. And I made sure that my contacts at Levy were like, hey, if anyone comes to you from the Global Nova Group, can you just give them a half hour? Can you just listen to them? And they're like, yeah, sure. It's not guaranteed a sale, but the door's open and you have a warm introduction. And that's,
it's kind of like that interview where somebody, you know, can get you the interview, but you still have to land the job. They're 100%. Not going to give you the job. You know what I mean? It just makes it a little easier than trying to get your resume through, you know, 10,000 other resumes when you have somebody who can be like, hey, just give this guy a shot. Just listen to what they say. If you like him, great. You bring him on. If not, hey, no harm, no foul. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's kind of that same thing. I've always liked that because I've never been a huge fan of the cold call email process. I get so many goddamn emails, and it's tough, man. Terrible. And I spend more time just like delete half the time. You know what I found out recently? If you just respond back to those people and say unsubscribe or not interested, they will leave you alone. But if you don't, I was always like, I'll just delete it. I'll put it in the spam box, whatever. Some of these people would send me 4, 5, 6 emails, and it would just take up space in the inbox. And then a lot of them at the bottom will say, like, if you don't want to hear from me,
click
type back unsubscribe. Not even click. Respond back unsubscribe or not interested. And I've noticed that everyone that I do that, they leave me alone. I don't have to put them in spam. I don't have to. They just leave me alone. So maybe there's something to that, that maybe because you said no, that they have to leave you alone, that they can't just keep, you know, harassing you. I don't know. Kind of like the telemarketer thing, you know? I don't know.
Well, I get so many calls. I mean, or maybe they're just, you know, back to maybe they're a decent person. Like, oh, this person said no. Or this person said, please don't email me anymore. If I get that email out of my email chain, I take them off because I don't want to upset them. You know, especially if I'm selling something, you don't want to upset people. That's a good point. It's like taking care of your algorithm. You got to take care of your mail's algorithm too. Algorithm maintenance. That's funny. You have to do that now. Quite a world.
So we've been talking about, you know, all these different buckets of groups. And I think earlier I mentioned it, but we got into the conversation. What you see is the difference of like an audience versus a community versus a support group, right? They all have their place and their time, but, you know, with Global Nova, how do you see it and how do you differentiate those buckets?
That's great. That is a great question. It's a great point because you really have to, if you're able to turn your audience, which is just people you are broadcasting to, if you're able to change that into a community to where people you're interacting with and you're exchanging ideas, I mean, you get exponentially better. And if people are actively working with you rather than just watching you, they feel a little bit more, I wouldn't say ownership, but maybe a little, even just pride or help, or they feel a little bit closer to you. So they're a lot more likely to help you. And, you know, sometimes I feel like a lot of people are just afraid to ask for help. And, you know, I was talking to my wife this the other day, and I've asked help for everybody I met. I asked help for so many people. And as a chef, that's how I arose. I started as a line cook, or as a cold line prep. And I just kept asking questions, ask for help. And then you learn, you get better. And back to the social media game, ask for help. You ask for advice. You ask for, never assume that you're the smartest person in the room, because then you just have an audience. If you're not, that's a really good analogy, but that really works. If you have a room full of community, you're actively working towards a better solution, and you're not plateaued. You're constantly on a rise. But if you're at an audience, you're saying, this is the product, this is where I'm at, I'm not doing anything else, and this is what I'm presenting. But as a community, you can get better. And rather than creating just someone and, you know, a random like or one of your millions of followers, you know, reaching out to them and engaging and trying to, you know, talk to them and listen to them on a one-on-one, or seeing what they're up to and seeing what their world is like, and everything, man, it just, even for expanding your world horizon or your internal mind, or however you want to put your conception of, you know, your reality gets so much grander when you have all these specifics of other people's universes in your mind. And then that just, all these synapses just start firing, and just your brainstorming just gets exponentially better to solve problems. It's amazing. I mean, people that just, you know, broadcast, I feel like those are the people that just want the clicks. They just want the dollar. They just want the ad revenue. So in turn, their whole life is just being an advertiser to sell whatever product is going to give them the most money. And that just, I mean, to me, that's very empty. And it's fine if they can, you know, spend millions of dollars a day on whatever. For me, that's not my life. It's not how I, you know, choose to live. And I think by creating a community, at least for me, the journey is so much more enriched and even better and easier, because now I have so many more assets to ask for help and ask for advice. I mean, what's been your, you know, experience with the Global Nova Group and meeting people and everything?
It's been good. I mean, obviously I've had on 4 people, I think, from the group. Nice. And they're good people. That's the first thing you notice, is that they're good people. They mean well. If they can help, they will. But to your point, yeah, you have to ask for that help. People aren't just going to wait all day and say, you know, who needs this? And I've got this. Unless they particularly think of it, they're probably going to reach out one-to-one, but it's at least a commonplace that people know it's that safe space, that if I needed something, or if I needed to reach out because I don't know who to particularly ask, let me just ask, hey, does anyone know anybody in this space? If you get an answer, great. If you don't, you keep plugging along as if you didn't ask. It's the Michael Jordan thing. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, type thing.
Exactly.
So I'd rather ask a group of people that might have the answer versus just putting it out to the ethos. I don't know how many times I've just put something out on LinkedIn and I truly needed something. It's not a, hey, I'm trying to get likes and views on this post. It's, I'm looking for this ingredient. I can't find it anywhere in the world because it's such a specific, you know, specific ingredient, because it's a thickener, or it's a, you know, some sort of compound.
Right.
I got to buy a 50-pound bag, and it's like, well, I'm not spending $2,000 on a 50-pound bag. Is anyone know where I can get a sample? I need 10 grams to create a recipe. Yeah. And it's almost like crickets. It's like, well, if I had a group that I could put that out to, that could then be like, oh, I actually know somebody, or they see it and then they do their own due diligence because they're just like, you know what? I'm going to help this person out because I think I know somebody. And they're simply like, hey, call this person. Hey, email this person. Hey, text this person. I'm not guaranteeing you anything, but it could help you. That's where I find value in these type of communities, is that sort of help versus, again, just what I call a support group where it's, hey, look at my win. And again, people need that. That has its own place. I don't think, as an entrepreneur myself, if you're not your own cheerleader, like, good luck, because you're not going to have, to your point, family gets real tired of hearing the story over and over again. And so you kind of keep it to yourself. And so you have to celebrate your wins to a degree, like, internally, until you, I think, you know, until you kind of like make it where it's like you're bigger now, and now people are just going to give that to you. So that's kind of how I see it.
Yeah, it is. And further your point, it's a vetted group, you know, and it's a vetted group of people that will help you. And that's the best thing about it. And yeah, the building a community and talking to all your listeners right now, all of you guys, everybody, you can do this on your own. You can create your own group. You don't have to join mine. You can. That's great. Reach out to me. I'd love to have you. But if you want to create your own group of, and I would stress to make it a free group. You know, don't put a monetary value on it, because then things get, you know, dicey, and that's not what it's about. You know, there's plenty of groups that you pay to play, or you pay to go to the social marketing, or you pay to go to the networking events. Here we're not doing pay to play. Everyone's free to play all day, and it's great.
Awesome. Great way to end things. Michael, where'd everyone find you and the Rama King and Global Nova?
Find me at ramaking.com. It's got, we're in US Foods, we're in Cisco, we're in Amazon, Rama Kingdom on all your socials. Hit me up on any of those if you want to hear more about Global Nova, because we're private. So thank you so much, Jeff. Really appreciate you. And thanks for all your listeners today.
And I'm going to say cue the music, because I think now is when we're going to hit that Rama King. And until next time, we'll catch you on the sunny side. For a cup so tough.